This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We make it easy for you, and frankly, probably as easy as it gets when it comes to national radio. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
If you're trying to call into a talk show, I mean, it's just sort of generally accepted that you're going to sit on hold for hours and you're probably not going to get on and those kind of things. That doesn't happen here on Free Talk Live.
You get like 10 seconds to get your point out. Like, thank you, caller, and then back to the
Landing. Right. You get one statement and then you're gone. No, that's not how it goes here on Free Talk Live. We not only attempt to get to you as quickly as we can. Obviously, some people do wait if there's a line, but we take the calls, and it's pretty rare that somebody called in at 9 o'clock, because we're on from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time, and then doesn't get on until 10, doesn't get on by 10. So that's a pretty rare occurrence. It's not like I can't remember it. I've been doing this for almost 20 years now. Certainly, it's occurred, but not too often. So, let's get on with it here. I am very interested in this Noam Chomsky cancel culture article, but I think we've got to go with monkey slaves.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I know everybody is excited about COVID now, and they're China, and what about the Russians putting out bounties on American soldiers and all that good stuff. I got it. You can call in with that if that's what you want to do. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. But there's a story about monkey slaves, and I want to hear it.
From the Bangkok Post, the monkey slaves scandal forces rethink of the coconut trade.
All right.
So do you have any idea where we're going?
Yeah, I think where we're going is that since humans are primates and humans have habeas corpus, that we can no longer use monkeys to pick coconuts. Because it would be slavery.
For the monkeys.
Yes.
They're very good. Thailand, the world's top producer of coconut milk, said it will enable retailers and consumers to trace coconuts back to their source to show whether monkeys have been used for harvesting. The $400 million industry, which relies on monkeys at some plantations, is facing possible boycotts in the U.S., Europe, and Australia after the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, alleged that monkeys are being abused and treated like coconut picking machines for Thai growers and producers.
So how many hours a day must a monkey work in order to have been treated poorly? I mean, is there an acceptable, 40-hour work week kind of thing for monkeys?
I'm sure they get compensated with food and shelter.
I'm sure they do.
I was going to say, correct me if I'm wrong, but monkeys tend not to do anything for free.
So it's you're claiming that they're working voluntarily for
pay? I'm claiming that they are voluntarily working for pay. Okay. Now, it's in their currency, which is going to be food primarily.
Right.
But
right. They're going to get little bits of grape or something like that in order to, be paid. But that's what I've heard, too, is that monkeys tend to want to get paid to do whatever they're doing.
They've also been known to be little thieves, too.
Yeah.
If you don't pay them properly.
Yes. Well, that'll happen. And, the reality is that people have used animals to do work for a long time. Monkeys are no exception.
You would think,
yeah.
Right? Like ox pulling the plow cart or riding horses,
right,
or whatever.
Granted, this is a bit more detailed than that.
Now,
well, because they're more highly skilled.
Exactly. And they probably require better pay.
And
I mean, they don't just work for grain like a horse. Like, you got to have grapes, you got to have meat.
It's
got to be a comprehensive training program.
PETA apparently hasn't lost all currency at this point as an organization that euthanizes animals, kills animals. You'd think that that would be enough. You know, like just the proof that PETA kills animals or has killed animals, that would be enough. But their little campaigns of trying to show that, I don't know, milking cows is somehow unacceptable or shearing sheep is somehow, you know, harms them terribly.
When they kill the animals, it's an ethical death.
Right.
There's nothing else that could be done.
And they seem to just generally be of the opinion that people shouldn't have pets and shouldn't have animals and shouldn't interact with animals or whatever. But I have news for all the little tree huggers out there. And look, I'm as tree huggery as they come. I've actually, you know, lived out in the forest a little bit and done my hiking. I'm not some city folk that think that that they know what they're talking about when it comes to this stuff. Is that animals in the wild are almost by their definition on the verge of starvation. All right, so when you're talking about R-type mammals, deer come to mind, rabbits, you know, a variety of them, their whole shtick is to find an ecosystem, fill it to the point that they can no longer have another one in it, and that's it. And this is true for many, even of the hybrids, coyotes, bears, things like this. They're always on the verge of starvation. So when you say, animals should be out in the wild, what you're saying is, animals should be on the verge of starvation, should be near death. And maybe that's, you know, like, I will agree with you that that is a good thing for a wild animal to be at, is on the verge of death. But don't forget, nature is not pretty. She's not pleasant.
Liberty is more important than domestication, Mark.
Well, but I kind of have that opinion, right? Like, the same people that want welfare for humans want animals to be able to live in the wild. And that's good. I want animals who live in the wild, too. But, you know, there's some realities here that the little Pollyanna hasn't quite figured out.
But that's okay.
And you usually find that view of nature from people who haven't lived very close to it. Because if you've actually spent some time out there, one of the things you'll find is that there's just nothing to eat. Not nothing, but pretty close.
Yeah.
Mushrooms and berries.
Yeah, there's some things.
If you're lucky. Yeah. And if you develop a taste for bugs, you'll have a much better time.
Yeah. Yeah, you can eat some bugs, that's for sure. Humans will, if they're willing to, survive out in the woods, but the woods near wherever you are is going to be very full of humans if they ever need to survive in the woods. So, you know, don't forget those 22 long rounds. You'll need them.
Back to the article. Officials from the country's Commerce Ministry, Animal Welfare Agency, and representatives from the industry met in Bangkok on Wednesday and have agreed to create measures that ensure the traceability of Thai coconut products, according to a statement. Packages will be marked with a code that can be used to track the products back to their source, which will show whether they came from monkey-free plantations.
So, I mean, who's getting the coconuts off the trees if it's not the monkeys?
Humans, right? You either have to climb the tree yourself, which mm-hmm. there's plenty of people that can do that, or tools to hoist you up there.
Do they pay them?
Of course they do. Well, maybe not. I mean, you know.
I just don't know. I'm trying to figure this out. I've seen guys scale trees and get coconuts down. It's amazing to see.
Yeah.
But
this is in Thailand?
This article is from Thailand, yes. Yeah,
pretty sure humans get paid for work in Thailand.
Yeah. So,
I'm just saying, there's some people that may just scale the coconut tree to get the coconut, right? And their job isn't to sell it. They just want to eat a coconut that day. You don't have to pay them for that. They just like climbing trees and eating coconuts.
And, I mean, otherwise, you're talking about big pieces of machinery that use fossil fuels rolling around the coconut plantations that people are on so they can pick the coconuts. And, you know, I mean, drives up the price of coconuts, making it harder for poor people to buy coconuts. Yeah, this is wrought with problems.
It's the American Coconut Agency getting in the way of a foreign coconut production.
Yeah, it's just more morons that think that people in foreign countries need their protection, when what they really need is for you to buy their products so they'll get wealthier.
Yes.
You know, I mean, this is, I get it. Their economy isn't as mature as the United States is. But we can't grow coconuts in giant air-conditioned buildings.
Seems pretty smart to use the monkeys.
Right. The monkeys
that
are
seems
really
pretty
great.
Mature.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Send
like
children up or monkeys.
I'm definitely going to get my monkey-grown coconuts if I possibly can.
Yeah, I want monkey-approved coconuts,
Look for
too.
That label.
855-450-3733. What do you think about monkey-picked coconuts? 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Another 83 tons in fake gold found in China. Crypto still much harder to counterfeit. Host Stefan Molyneux banned from YouTube. Receives $100,000 in crypto donations afterward. Reporters uncover $11 trillion in offshore government-sanctioned bank accounts. Bitcoin Cash still potentially private and unconfiscatable. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you are free. free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
That's Peakless Mountaineer. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has sponsored Free Talk Live for a very long time, and we are certainly grateful for that. Bitcoin.com is really the place to go if you've got any questions about cryptocurrency. It's the place to start. If you want to find out about it, they got a Getting Started tab right there at the top. They'll show you some videos, and you know, you won't even spend that much time. They're short videos, and you'll know what cryptocurrency is before you're done. And you can get a wallet there. You can purchase cryptocurrency. You can play games. You can find out news at news.bitcoin.com. So all of it available for you at bitcoin.com. Going on with the story about monkey slave labor.
I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. PETA alleged, because this is where it gets interesting, PETA alleged that an undercover investigation at 8 farms and several monkey training schools revealed shocking abuse where monkeys are chained, confined to cramped cages, and forced to climb trees and pick coconuts. The organization called on the Thai government to ban the enslavement of monkeys. So does that change your opinion on whether or not monkey labor is
well,
okay?
First off, I've seen a lot of these undercover videos of the things that happen in slaughterhouses and these sorts of things. And some of them are, they make things seem, that are rare, seem ordinary.
Okay.
That's the idea. And so I don't know, I haven't seen these videos. I don't know what happens. And I can assure you that the way that people in likely Thailand and other countries where the standard of living is lower than it is in the United States do treat their animals in ways that we would find shocking.
Fair.
And I do think that if enough people want monkey-free certifications for their coconuts, that that's a fine thing to do. I'm not going to sit here and propose that I know what should be what. But I also think that we need to first consider that maybe we don't know what's right for the Thai people. Maybe.
Well, the consumers seem to be, you know, first world countries, right? U.S., Australia, U.K., other places in Europe.
Yep.
So those would be the ones demanding, you know, monkey-free coconut juice. And does that, you know, that's where the demand is. So do you, as the Thai producers, do you accommodate the demand from your biggest customers?
I remember the dolphin-free net campaign with the tuna fish out there. And I have no idea how many dolphins, and I mean the mammal, not the fish. There's, you know, two different things.
Dolphin, mammal, tuna fish.
Right. There's a dolphin fish, too.
Okay.
But anyway, mahi-mahi is what you guys call it over in Hawaii, where you're from.
Or ahi.
Ahi? No, ahi is a kind of tuna.
Yeah.
But dolphin is not a kind of tuna.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or mahi-mahi is not
okay.
A kind of tuna. Anyway, there was this campaign to have dolphin-free tuna. And who wants their tuna caught in nets that catch dolphin if you can have nets that don't catch dolphin? Now, I don't know how dolphin not catching nets work, but I know that, you know, back in my youth in the 80s when they were running this campaign, I certainly opted for the dolphin-free tuna. They still have these certifications on the cans.
Was that because you expected to not have any dolphin mixed in with your tuna?
I think I just wanted dolphins not to get hurt.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, and frankly, I don't want to see any animal besides the tuna get hurt in the process of, you know, the procuring of tuna. I mean, I'd like the most efficient procurement of my tuna possible. But I don't, you know, and I don't know how all this works, and I've seen the videos, and I'm sure you can find a dead fish hanging in a net somewhere on Earth, planet Earth, right now. But, you know, at some point or another, the good becomes, perfect becomes the enemy of the good. And, again, if people want to have monkey-free coconuts, then that's what people should have. And that's the certification that those companies should put in place. Because I'm not the one consuming coconut milk. I don't like the stuff. I do not enjoy that water that comes out of coconuts. And every time I go to some place where you can get a coconut and put a straw in it, I buy one for my wife because I hate it. Oh. It's just foul to me. I don't. Okay. It's like, this is yucky.
I enjoy it straight from the coconut, not from the box.
Right. And people do. Yeah. And I'm glad they do. But I don't
strongly
like
strongly pro coconut milk.
Yeah. I don't like the idea of drilling a hole in something and just sticking a straw in there and nobody ever took a look. Right? You know, like, that just bothers me. And the reason is because I have been out on a sailboat on these desert islands that have nothing but coconuts in them. I have cleaved them open with a hatchet, and I have found yucky, rotting coconuts.
Sure.
And it makes me, I don't know how to find a good coconut versus a bad coconut, and it makes me a little ill to the stomach. Because I've smelled what a rotting coconut smells like.
So it's all in the mind. It is, like, if they cut the top off and you can see that it's, you know, clear coconut water in there and the milk and...
I would try it again.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I've never liked coconut water.
Okay.
I think it's fine in a smoothie as opposed to, say, water, you know, because you're not going to taste any different.
Yeah.
At that point when you put enough berries and peaches and whatever you might put in a smoothie. But, you know, all in all, that's not for me. So I'm not their consumer. If they're looking for that consumer, that's fine. I buy free range. What's the sustainably harvested and the basically unionized fair trade coffee, because the coffee that I like is water decaffeinated, and it just comes with all these other certs to it, right?
Okay.
So I'm not looking for this.
It just happens to be your preferred one.
Right.
Okay.
And it's a dollar more than the other decaffeinated coffee from the company that I get my coffee from. But I need the water decaffeinated, and I couldn't opt out of any of those other certs anyway.
Okay.
I don't mind organic because... when it comes to coffee, they're grown in countries where they have leaded gas, and there is no safe amount of lead. I don't know how much lead gets from a plant's roots to its coffee bean, but if there is any amount that gets there, it's unacceptable because I drink a pot of coffee a day.
Okay.
So, anyway.
You end up with lead poison.
Well, just like with everything else, the more choices you have, the better it's going to be. And the more that you can outsource the decision-making to as many people as possible, then the better the decisions are going to be.
So right now, I'm going to move on to the article, they have choices. Not all plantations in Thailand use monkeys, so there is choice for consumers. Some coconuts that are harvested for its water are often grown from dwarf trees, allowing them to be collected by humans using tools like a long bamboo stick or a pole pruner. Coconut trees that are harvested for milk tend to be taller than 15 meters, so monkeys are often used instead. So you would lose a number of plantations that use the monkeys to get these certifications.
So there's a difference between coconut water and coconut milk?
Well, there's definitely a difference between that, but the way the trees that are used for harvesting are apparently different, in Thailand at least.
Well, if they're different trees, then they're different coconuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Would you buy coconuts harvested by monkeys? Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With Congress in the middle of their summer recess, one thing Democrats and Republicans can agree on is another stimulus bill does need to be passed. Republican Senator from Wyoming, John Barrasso, on when we can expect that to take place.
Yeah, there's a consensus. We need to do another bill. That'll be in the next couple of weeks. And let me just tell you what I believe needs to be in it. Number one, it has to focus on getting people back to work and children back in school. Number two, it has to focus on saving lives. And to me, that means more testing, better treatment, and then, of course, a vaccine.
President Trump sending out a tweet on Sunday saying anyone knocking down or harming the Washington Monument or the Lincoln or Jefferson memorials or any other federal monument or statue will face 10 years in prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Another state telling folks to mask up, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Louisiana, one of the states that are seeing surges in new coronavirus cases and deaths. And now the governor, John Bel Edwards, has issued a new order.
Masks are now mandated statewide for everyone age 8 and older, unless they have a major health condition that makes it difficult to wear a mask.
Speaking of masks, President Trump wore a mask while visiting military personnel undergoing treatment at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Saturday. It was his first time sporting the face covering recommended by health officials as a precaution against spreading the coronavirus. The president did wear a mask, though, in a private setting in Michigan back in May. Accompanied by medical staff, the president walked through the entryway of the hospital in Bethesda, Maryland, wearing a navy blue mask with the presidential seal on the side. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Call in, talk about what you want to talk about. We are talking about slave monkeys here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And I've got a little memo here from my sales manager, Matthew. If you're looking for work right now, we are looking for salespeople at Free Talk Live. So anybody who wants to do national radio ads from your home, you don't have to go into an office anywhere, and you get training. Matthew takes care of that. So there you go. It's just get a hold of him at Matthew@freetalklive.com. Matthew's spelled like Matthew. If you can't spell Matthew, you're not qualified for the job. Matthew@freetalklive.com. So there you go. To figure it out. Got the internet.
I'm going with two T's.
There are two T's, yes.
Is that spelled Matthew?
There's a,
Matthew.
It's Matthew. Matthew.
So it's not the French pronounce for the French spelling.
No, not with
that IEU at the end.
Right.
Matthew.
Right. That would be unfair to do this.
No silent X is that.
No.
Okay.
So, we got anything more on monkey slaves, or shall we move on?
If you got stuff to move on, you can. There's
no, I can always
more.
Move on.
Okay, pause. You want to talk about monkey school, because that's where the article goes in the next.
Monkey school.
Monkey school.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I guess my question about monkey slaves is all right. Let's concede the notion that there are monkeys that are conscribed to work in plantations, and that their accommodations are not as good as we would like to see, you know, as sort of westernized people like to see monkey accommodations be. Like, this would be abhorrent to us.
Right.
Lots of things are. Believe me, I've been in Southeast Asia. It's abhorrent. But... No. What did somebody said to me? Somebody said to me, for $100, they'll let you blow up a cow with a rocket propelled grenade in Cambodia. So you know, I don't know that that's true, but
I'm gonna make sure I have $100 if I ever go to Cambodia.
Right.
Can't pass up on certain life experiences.
Right? I mean, you know,
that's the Second Amendment.
There's a lot of people.
I won't be posting it on social media for obvious reasons.
What? You can't say what happened to that cow. It's just not there anymore. So, anyway. It's an abhorrent place that a lot of abhorrent people go to for whatever reason. But. If it's unacceptable for monkeys to be used as slaves, is it unacceptable to use other animals as servants? So, for instance, dogs are used all over America to do all kinds of tasks, and just for our amusement, right? But, you know, I mean, a lot of people wouldn't like what they saw when it came to, say, bomb-sniffing dogs or police dogs, and, you know, the training for Schutzen training for guard dogs it's not altogether pleasant. Dogs are struck during these training. So, you know, that's that. Now, I don't strike my dog when I train him. It's just you got to keep doing the same thing over and over again. But I'm not doing that kind of training.
That doesn't work as well. If you pinch them, that actually speaks their language, because dogs will correct each other's behavior by nipping at each other.
Oh.
So if you hit them, they think they just don't process it the way that we do. Whereas if you pinch them, even if it doesn't cause them any harm or anything, they still get, oh, you're trying to correct my behavior.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Good
I like that.
Yeah.
So go on. That's basically what my thesis is here, is that these people that are upset about monkeys working are probably upset about every form of animal being used.
Well, it's PETA. So yes.
Right. Well,
and honestly, I think that the best survival strategy you can have right now is to make friends with humans. Because humans are really good at making sure a species survives. Like, there's more chickens than people on the planet for a reason.
Right, right, right. Because we happen to like chickens.
They're delicious.
Yes.
And very easy to raise.
Yep.
Well, which is why in the last segment I brought up the, you know, the conditions at those few, you know, few plantations that PETA took a look at. Right. If your best goal of survival your best strategy for survival is to make friends with humans, but they're locking you up, throwing you in a cage, and beating you and making you climb a coconut tree.
Sounds like the rest of us.
Oh, yeah, good point there, too.
What I would say is there probably should be a humane monkey cert.
Okay.
Rather than a monkey-free cert.
Okay.
Because what PETA is doing here is sentencing these monkeys to... Because one thing about these monkeys, whether they live in cages or, you know, whatever the case may be, I wouldn't want to work with a monkey that had been abused every day of its life, because that sounds like a good way to get bit. But... you know, let's take the premise. We'll just accept the premise from the start. You know, like, there's a way to just give a certification that these monkeys are happy and healthy.
Yeah, you might not find this out in Thailand, but I'm sure that if you have happier, healthier monkeys, they're going to produce more coconuts per hour anyway. So if you chain them and cage them, then they're going to be depressed and slow. And if you let them actually, like, live in their own little monkey enclave,
right,
then they will enjoy their lives and produce more coconuts per hour once you get them working.
Okay, so now I'm stuck. I'm stuck with the macaque study that I'm familiar with. All right, so macaques are types of monkeys and smart little buggers and just the right size for doing a lot of tasks. They make great burglars in I think it's Tom Robbins' book. I can't remember which one it is. Anyway, the macaques were given, the study was done, and macaques were given a little piece of food for doing a task, whatever the task was. And they were happy with that. And sometimes they were given the good food, which is we'll call a grape, and the bad food, which we'll call a cucumber. Right?
Okay.
And sometimes they'd put macaques together and have them do tasks. And as long as you gave the macaques good food when you gave them good food and bad food when you gave them bad food, the macaques were happy. Everything was fine. They'd work for you. But if you gave one macaque a grape and the other macaque a cucumber, and you did this, like, the macaques notice who's getting what.
And then they went on strike for macaque equality.
Again and again, and you've got one mad, bitey macaque, right? Like, suddenly they have this idea of fairness. They would be happy to work for a cucumber in the absence of the other macaque. And they're happy to work for a cucumber if the other macaque is getting a cucumber. But if you pay that other macaque a grape, they're mad as hell. And
pretty entertaining videos, too.
Yeah.
Doesn't that somewhat bolster PETA's position, then, about monkey slavery? Because they obviously can tell the difference between pay and no pay, good pay versus bad pay. They have some cognitive ability. Sorry, go ahead, Pierre.
Well, I think what he's pointing out here is pretty much the same thing you find with humans in the Gini coefficient and local poverty versus violence. So it really doesn't matter how poor your entire culture or town or what have you is. But the more that you see someone who is in your town having way more than you, that's what increases the violence everywhere.
Well, yeah, most people prefer equality in poverty than inequality in wealth.
They seem to, you know, and this is why whoever he is, the guy that's been in charge of the plantation, is always the villain in every movie out there, because we can just sort of see that. Ever since we've been convinced, and it hasn't been that long, but ever since we've been convinced that, in fact, the pharaoh or the king or the emperor is not a god, because that's why they did that. They did that to say, we're different. We are special. We deserve better things. As long as you can, as long as we do believe that they're men just like us, then we're like, well, then why does he get more than we get?
Because he negotiated better. He's got a negotiating skill point higher than yours.
Well, through most of human history, the answer is because he's willing to use violence to enslave others as the reason that he is on top and you aren't, and more successful.
And they're able to convince you that they are a legitimate authority and you are not.
Right. Or he's able to, you know, use game theory to separate you from your peeps so you guys can't rise up or whatever. But now in sort of the post-industrial revolution times, when people are trying to, you know, work for a living and get themselves out of poverty, it complicates things in weird ways.
That's why you don't talk about pay with coworkers.
855-450-3733. Should you talk about pay with your coworkers? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And let's go to the phones. We've got Andrew calling in from Ohio. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
I wanted to talk about no-knock warrants because I see our Libertarian candidate, she keeps bringing this up. And it's really a good issue to bring up because I don't see Republicans or Democrats addressing this issue. And when you look at it, in 1981, there was only 3,000 no-knock raids. But by 2005, they've increased to 50,000.
Well, and if they knock, you're going to flush the drugs down the toilet and they don't have any evidence.
Well, again, there's war on drugs, but this is something we could bring. I think we could bring both parties together.
I think that would be a good place to start. I think it's Justin Amash that put out a list of just sort of some pretty obvious things you could do to fix the police that would sort of address many of the concerns that BLM has. And many of the concerns that the police accountability people have, and wouldn't make life any more dangerous for police. Because, ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you this. I get that some police want to do no-knock raids. We'll address that in a moment. But is a police officer safer or less safe than when he's doing a no-knock raid? You know? It seems like simple calculus here. Right? Obviously, a guy who's doing a no-knock raid going into somebody's house who is potentially armed is significantly more danger. So,
okay.
You don't think so?
Well, I could hear the argument otherwise, where if you do the no-knock raid, you don't give the person inside the house the time to resist.
Why are they doing raids in the first place?
Well, mostly for drugs.
Well, I understand, but get the guy coming out of his house if you've got him.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can do this. I mean, this is possible. Police work works.
Okay.
If you try it. You don't have to go into somebody's house, the most dangerous place they could be.
Understood.
You could just grab them when they're coming out of the convenience store with a Slurpee.
Yeah.
And then They're fine.
But the premise was, are they more safe or less safe? And I say the element of surprise probably gives them an advantage.
You're comparing a no-knock raid to a knock raid.
Yeah.
I'm comparing a no-knock raid to no raid.
Okay, fair.
And no raid makes the cops safer than raid.
Leaving people alone always makes the cops safer.
Yes. Or
not invading their house while they're there.
Yes.
Yeah.
You go in somebody's house and you get shot. I shed no tears, and I don't care whether you're a cop or not. Like that, you're just if you don't knock on the door, you just bust in with a flashbang grenade. You're a burglar
to the person inside, and you should be treated as such.
And that's just how that goes.
Yeah. But so if you catch them by surprise with the flashbang grenade, and they're disoriented, and they don't have time to grab their weapon and fire back, then yeah,
right. And
or maybe we could just limit the no-knock raids to drug raids instead of, say, weaponry raids, because it's very difficult to flush ammunition.
Yeah, that's true. Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, it says here, from 2010 through 2016, at least 81 civilians and 13 officers died during SWAT raids.
Yep.
So I guess the civilians are more likely to be killed.
Well, I would not have guessed otherwise. I'm certainly, you know, they're soft and not wearing protective gear. They weren't prepared for it. But every once in a while, the officers are going to be injured or killed. And that, if that's what Republicans want to be concerned, if that's what the Blue Lives Matter people are really concerned with, then we'd stop no-knock raids right off. Now, one asks...
Stop pulling people over for going five over the speed limit, too, because that's a dangerous situation as well.
So what would be the reasons that a police officer would want to be on the squad that does no-knock raids?
Glory.
Glory?
You get to shoot people, you get to flashbang people, you get to burn, you know,
adrenaline
pregnant
rush.
Women, you get to shoot a guy in the chest through a window. I mean, you don't get that kind of action in ordinary circumstances.
I'm going to mention money. There's probably more, you know, within the department, there's probably, you know, more opportunity to be promoted and better money just by being on the squad. Andrew, you got any other additional thoughts on that one?
Just one more, let me find it. Yeah, well, there's been 7 federal lawsuits against officers for these no-knock warrants since 2011, and they've settled for over $1 million. So it's going to result in less lawsuits. I think it's safer for the police. I think it's safer for everybody involved. I think if an issue to bring Democrats to the Libertarian Party or the Constitution Party, because Democrats will not give up. They love their socialism. They love their high taxes. They love their, we have to bring, because Democrats, they're not going to come to the Libertarian, but we need to find some way to bring them to the
Well, is that enough to bring them over? Because sometimes we're not offering welfare or anything else.
Sometimes they do.
Yeah.
And let's not forget that liberals used to be highly skeptical of government. And then, at some point, they thought, The ring of power began to call their name, and they thought, if only we could make government do the things we want it to do and protect the little guy, as if the state has ever done that.
Well, the way that they used to be most skeptical of government was when it came to war. I mean, the two things that the left was really good on was being skeptical about police powers and being skeptical about going to war. Recently, they've gotten a lot more focused on the government as a way of regulating the power of corporations, and thus they've sort of cozied up to it.
Right, and the most laughable part of all of this is that how they're trying to pass off Joe Biden, the guy who's written these laws.
The 1994 crime bill.
Written them. They're trying to pass him off as the, well, this is the BLM candidate right here, baby. You know,
because he knows what it's like to have his leg rubbed.
Right? Civil asset forfeiture, you know, all the fun stuff.
Right. This guy is, you know, just awful compared to even Trump. I mean, if you compare their voting record and their behavior in office, Trump is a superior candidate. I'm not advocating for him. I'm, is it Joe 2020?
No, it's Joe 2020 now. It's just Joe.
Joe?
Yeah.
I like Joe.
I did too.
I think it's actually just J-O-20.
J-O-20, okay.
Yeah. J-O 2020?
They changed it. It used to be Joe J-20.
Okay. Anyway, Andrew, do you know the website for Joe Jorgensen?
Joe 20. I have a bookmark somewhere.
Just look it up, ladies and gentlemen. You know what Google is. There's a search engine out there with your name on it. Joe Jorgensen 2020.
Just duck and go.
Right. Joe. Start Page is another one that doesn't try.
Start Page.
Yeah. It's another good one. You know, I get it. This is probably going to be a great year for the Greens, and I think it's going to be a great year for the Libertarians, too, because there are a lot of people that just can't bring themselves to vote for Trump or Biden. And I suspect it's going to be a banner year for these. I hope that in the process we manage to get a, you know, the minor party candidates are on the stage finally in 2024 with the major candidates. Because this whole, well,
let's see at the debate table.
Right.
That's all we want.
I mean, you know what? It's going to be a squash match there, in the old wrestling term, with Trump and Biden. I mean, it's going to be awful. It's going to be a slaughter.
It's going to be as glorious as wrestling, man.
It's elder abuse, and I'm really, really looking forward to it.
But, you know, Joe Jorgensen's getting more,
believers
attention.
Is dementia patients.
Now, are you saying that because it's true or because that's the circles you run in?
What, because she's getting more attention?
Right. It's always difficult for me because I'm here in New Hampshire now,
yeah.
So I'm surrounded by liberty-minded individuals, which means I'm surrounded by Joe Jorgensen, you know, information, propaganda. So it's hard for me to, like, know what the general public sees as well.
I don't have any answers for you.
Okay.
All I can do is tell you what I see and what my experience is.
Okay.
And my experience is she's getting a lot more currency than previous candidates have. I just remember Michael Badnarik getting on, like, I don't remember what the cable news network was that one time, but he was scheduled. And I took off of work and went into a sports bar and ordered lunch, because it was like at 1 or something like that, and said, I said, I'll order lunch if you'll change this channel to, say it's Fox or CNN or whatever
okay.
it is. And, you know, the lady who's basically in there by herself was like, sure. And we went
Make
and watched the Libertarian candidate, and there he was with his hair with a cowlick in it. His tie was on crooked. And I'm like, oh, God. Michael, please. But I love the guy. He's a great candidate, but, you know, it's hard to be the Libertarian.
Yeah, he was no Ron Paul.
Indeed. So, Andrew, what are you hoping for from Joe Jorgensen?
I would love to see her in the debate. And the first thing she says, there's over 3,000 counties in the United States. Half of the richest counties in the United States are in Washington, D.C. Do you want your money going to them, or do you want your money back in your pocket? That's all I wanted to say.
Excellent question. Debate. Thank you for the call, Andrew.
All right, thank you.
And people still give it to those guys.
Yeah, I don't know why people trust politicians. Liars and thieves. It's a synonym for liars and thieves. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.